views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to this week's episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show right here on Transformation Talk Radio. And, you know, welcome to our new listeners, our old listeners. We're always so happy to have you here. If you want to call in today and just, we want to keep it light. I know I've been getting a lot of messages from people all over the world. There's really getting caught up in the change that's happening and the shift that's happening that we all, a lot of us have been talking about. And, you know, you may say, I don't understand what that is. And so if you want to share, today I thought we would keep it light and share something around the angelic realm. I don't talk about it too often. I do believe in it and I do work with it. And sort of that unseen to the seen world. 1-800-930-2819. You know, people ask me all the time, if you want to especially, you know, share some of the stories you've had or encounters, people ask me all the time, they're like, you know, you like to shift the energy and you're in this energetic space. And for some people it can seem a little bit out there or a little bit, you know, different, I guess, especially if it's new. I was talking to a producer the other day who in television was telling me that is definitely a world that we, when we're in it, we think it's always what everybody else is thinking, but we forget quite often that that's just a space that we live and how we breathe. And what I like to do always with people that I meet is to make sure that you understand how much power you hold inside and how much information that you can keep learning and shifting and utilizing in your energetic body and to empower you. So although I work with the God consciousness shifting energy and we have a lot of great results where people say, well, my gosh, there's health issues that have gone or financial issues that have opened up. I was reading this morning on the Facebook group about how many people have been listening to this financial audio and they're like, getting all these wins of, you know, extra meals paid for and money showing up. And so it's really interesting that when you start to change your perception on something, your world can open. And I know when, you know, we talk about this angelic realm, it's a very different because we don't, it's not something people could say, oh, that's sort of hooey wooey or does that exist? Or, and it's fun because there are things that I never used to pay attention to that world. I was like, oh, I don't know. Cause for many people, if you know my story, it was pretty much, you know, by the time I started to, I guess, wake up, I was like, show me the science, show me the science. And sometimes it's just fun. It's fun to be in that play energy. And that's why I wanted to do this show. Is this more play energy? It was inspired by a friend of mine as well, Joshua Mills, who wrote his book, Seeing Angels, and his encounters and sort of that fun in the play. And I noticed that when I communicate with them more, so meaning what does me communicate? People think you have to have some magic, I don't know, lotion or potion. It's not about that. It's about really understanding that there's so much in the physical world and, you know, this energetic world we don't see. And we don't see what is really, there's a lot of things on the unseen, you know, where you're like, synchronicities, how did that happen? Or look at the people you've just met in your world, you know, you're like, ah, it's crazy. If you really think about the people you meet, the people that you know and interact with, like, it's really a divine connection and timing as to why. And because there's lots of people you'll walk by every day. There's lots of people that you would, you know, perhaps not even have a clue that you'll never meet them. You have nothing to do with them other than the fact that they're the extras in your movie. They're there to stand behind you, maybe in the lineup at the coffee shop, and that's it. But if you really look at the people that you do get to interact with, they're blessings because There's learnings, there's joy, there's fun, there's all of these things that make your life into what it is. Even those ones that drive you nuts or they move along, you know, those are the ones I always say when I'm doing workshops, to say thank you to them, because it's sort of like before you're here on this planet, these people come up to make you better versions of yourself, especially the ones that are really challenging. So we don't always pay attention. We don't always see everything in our world. And quite often what we see with our regular eyes, there's so much more happening. Like if you look back at synchronicities and you really step and look at big wins that have happened in your life, or maybe how you met that partner, you're like, wow, if I hadn't gone to this event or I hadn't gone to this party and I had no intention on going, but you knew something changed. You're like, I had no intention or I didn't want to go there. And you knew something changed. And so all of a sudden you're like, look what happened. So I always say those are like your, the energies, the unseen, which I like to call, you know, that angelic realm or whatever you want, that's just play and fun. That's making, giving you that little nudge saying, look over here, you know, come over here, go here. And that's, you know, really connecting into the intuition. But it's got to really be now, I think, as we head into some heavier times of the world, as things are dismantling, it's really important, thank you, God, that you start to actually have more play in your life and find more things that are fun and don't feel as heavy. A lot of people tell me throughout the day, they're like, you know, my day feels heavier, it doesn't feel as light. And that's just because things are changing. And what's your perception that you could change around that? So it's really important to me that whether you're listening to the radio show or, you know, you're at an event or something, that you understand that it is really about empowering you and you waking up. You know, sometimes I call it the superhuman within, because it's really about you seeing how much more can you be of who you are. And this is another avenue that you can just have fun with and play. You don't have to, you can be like me and think that that was all a little crazy back then. But I've noticed that by asking and by communicating that the things, they really change a lot quite fast. You'd be quite surprised, as long as you're open. If you're like, I'm going to do this to discount, that's not really going to bring the energy. So if you have angel stories or you have something you want to share of something, I'm going to share a few of mine. 1-800-930-2819. Let us know. And let's have some fun with that. You know, one of the things that I remember, a clear story that actually happened, and this was kind of when I was waking up, and it's a cute story now. I laugh at it because it happened around Halloween. And a lot of mine happened while I was in my car, because they were sort of like, oh, what was there? And I had just sort of thought, well, maybe, you know, maybe there's something out there greater than me. I was just sort of getting into that space because as many people may have, you know, I wasn't in that space at all. I really didn't believe much in anything. And it was one of those days where, you know, when the snow is about to come, but you get those cold temperatures. So I'm up in Canada, so we get a lot of freezing rain, black ice. And the community that I had moved into, there was one road that you could take because it was a newer community. I'd just gone through my divorce and there was only one road you could take. And it wasn't paved yet, but there were a lot of construction. So there's a lot of construction vehicles on it. And it was a nice day. It was Halloween. And I was just, you know, I was maybe like not even 5 minutes away from my house. And there was a ditch on either side and the highway was just, you know, like it's a single way lane highway. And this huge, huge, huge dump truck was coming right at me. And all of a sudden my car hit black ice, as it had been that time of the year. And I didn't realize that's what was there. And it hit black ice and my car was spinning out of control right for the dump truck. And I caught myself because I literally took my hands off the wheel and I'm like, oh my God, there's nothing I can do. Like there was nothing I could do. And I'm like, I don't know what I said. It was like, God help me or something like that. And my car, it's so crazy when I look back, because my car literally, it was like somebody picked it up and just moved it just like a couple of centimeters. It wasn't even that much. And of course, you know, you imagine you just, I was broke out in a sweat. It was like really crazy. And this all of a sudden, the dump truck just, we just like hairs, we just pass each other. And he couldn't change either. He couldn't move or shift. And so it was quite crazy. And then all of a sudden, you know, I look out and I'm panicking. And here's this guy that comes over and he forgets it's Halloween and he's wearing this great big gorilla mask and he comes over to my car and he's like, oh my God. So I got even more scared, right? Because he's like, oh, and then he realizes he has this crazy gorilla mask on. And he looked at me and he said, I don't know, like you must have some crazy, crazy angels on your side. Because he said, I literally saw your car pick up and move. And he goes, I know that sounds crazy. You probably think I'm crazy. He says, I should have creamed you. Like I don't even know how this happened. And it was really an eye opener because, you know, when I looked at it and I, you know, it had a few of these incidences that happened. And I was like, well, thank you. And of course, you know, you go home and I got thinking, I'm like, is there something that I'm missing here? Is there something I hadn't seen? And it was really this big blessing. And, you know, probably about, oh, maybe about 2 or 3 months later, I had a similar one, another dump truck. I don't know, with me and dump trucks. And it was a beautiful, beautiful day. It was sunny. It was great. I lived in a place where they got Chinooks at that time. So the weather could get really hot one day, really cold the next day when you live by the mountains. And something turned my head. And had I not turned my head at that time, he got out the same thing. He said, had you not turned your head at the time, I didn't even see you there. I was in a little white Mazda. He said, I didn't even see you there. I would have driven over top of you. Even the cops are like, how is this even possible? And I think it gets you thinking, and it gets you thinking, what is on that other side? What is out there? What is happening? And how can you actually interact? There's a few things people don't know that I learned. I'll share, and you can use them if you like, and it might sound a little different. But, you know, when I started to connect into the space, I realized the more, like, I would see outlines or feathers, you know, I know times it's interesting how they sort of show when people, well, maybe you had feathers in your room. And I said, no, actually in my office, I don't have any. I know I've come on my computer and I've been asking for different signs or information of something I'm talking about. And I'll tell you how you can actually communicate. And there was a great big feather right on my computer, right in the middle. I left my computer for like 5 minutes. There's no one in my house. So, you know, unless my cats went and grabbed one and put it there, which I highly doubt because they're not really into stuff like that. But a lot of times people don't forget that we have a lot of help behind us that we don't see. And, you know, we forget to ask. And it's literally, I say to people, if you don't ask, you don't get. If you listen to my show where I say, ask and you shall receive. If you don't ask, you don't get. So basically, it's that space where you got to put your people to work. And people say, well, that's kind of funny. How do I, you know, I tell them to go do something. And I said, yeah, you got to tell them, get busy. Other than that, they'll just sit around like having coffee all day long. Because it's really a law of principle that when you're in this space, that you want to make sure that they wait for orders. It's sort of, if you understand any of the biblical side behind it, they do wait for orders. They wait for you to tell them what to do. And it's really interesting when people have even come to me and they say, you know, I don't really know about that realm, or I don't know if I believe in it. I said, well, you know, whether you believe in it or not, have some fun with it and just say, hey, you know, I say, thank you, God. And I just say, guys, I need you to go do this or open these doors. And, you know, I did it even in the last couple of weeks. I was asking for some different doors to open for work and what we were doing. And literally within, I think it was under a week, we got calls into the office for things that we could do and go on. And it was so much fun. And I just sort of smiled. I was like, there you go. And that does go back to that ask and you shall receive principle. And then you start to notice different signs and different wonders of things that are happening and unfolding. And that's where, you know, if you're, sometimes you see repetitive numbers, you know, if you see repetitive numbers or you see, you know, different colors, all of a sudden you see these, they call them orbs. You might just see dots of different colors. They all are communications that come from things that we can't necessarily always see. And that's why they call them the synchronicities. What are you listening to? What are you asking for at that time? What's going through your brain at that time? And then when you actually start to see these synchronicities, that's where you start to say, okay, thank you. And that's a big part that people forget right now, to say thank you. I see it a lot in the world, where people will be gifted things or they're granted things. And people they're always happy when, always be happy when, but they never get to the when. So, you know, this is where a lot of times your angelic team is working with you to say, you know, look at the synchronicities, pay attention to what's going on in your world, like be happy now. And then people, well, how can I be happy now if everything around me isn't what I visualize it to be? And a lot of times that's, and I'll do this for you guys that are listening, like, thank you, God, you know, reversing your perceptions, reverse your perceptions of how you see things. What are you willing to take more information in? How are you willing to take more information in? Because so often people will get, you know, they'll get something gifted to them, or they'll have a break in the highway traffic. They're like, wow, I had no traffic today. And, you know, a lot of times people joke, I send out my parking angels, or I send out the traffic angels. Like, I have a joke. I would say every day, like, my boyfriend says to me, how come when we go out driving together, you drive, you never have any traffic? When I go out, I always have traffic. And I laugh. I said, well, I always say, thank you, God, send all the angels to clear the road so I don't have to sit in any traffic. And I said, you get in the car and you're like, oh my gosh, it's going to be traffic all day. So, you know, that's what happens. And then I said, change what you're asking for. So he tries it. And he's like, oh, I didn't really have any traffic today. So it's really kind of fun. And it's a play energy. And the more play energy you bring in, the more joy you bring in, the more you can create and manifest what you want. So if you want to share your stories, 1-800-930-2819. I think, Carter, we have Rob on the line.
Yep, Rob from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Tracy.
Do you have a story you want to share? Something fun?
Well, it's not fun, but it's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, for most of my life, I was a professional soldier.
Yeah.
And when I was overseas in Afghanistan, it was a normal day. We were driving down this road, and all of a sudden something in me started saying, turn left. And, you know, I kind of ignored it. And then it kept getting louder and louder and louder, screaming at me, turn left. So I just yelled out, turn left, turn left, turn left. So we turned left. And as soon as we turned left, all of a sudden this car that had been at the side of the road came out and started chasing us. And we found out later that it was actually a suicide bomber.
Wow. And so were you driving, or you were just a passenger?
I was a passenger.
Wow. So you had to scream for the driver to turn left.
Yeah. Yeah. So the whole team, we turned left. Don't know why we turned left. It was something I couldn't ignore. It just kept louder and louder and louder in me. And like I said, it just looked like a normal scene, but obviously something was was helping us.
How amazing is that? What did you think afterwards? Like, did you put anything to it, or was it later in life where you looked back and went, somebody was helping me on the other side, and you were the only person they could get to in the car?
Well, at first it was... you know, the guys were saying, why'd you even say it? I said, I don't know. Something in me just said, turn left. And it wasn't until, you know, I started doing this work and I started believing God and angels and things like that, that I looked back on it and went, oh my God, was it? They were talking to me in a big, big way.
And thank God you listened. Like, I think this is the thing. People, they feel it. Like you said, you could feel it. You kept hearing turn left. And then like, if you had just gone, oh, that's crazy, or that's, you know, whatever that is, like, you were really listening to your intuition. And I think a lot of people miss that. So had you not listened, you would have driven right into the suicide bomber, correct?
Oh, without a doubt. And the thing was, I didn't listen at first. I thought, it's just me being crazy, you know, but it kept getting stronger and louder in my head saying, turn, turn, turn. And then I couldn't avoid saying it, like, it just came out in me.
I love this story for a few reasons, and I'm so happy you shared it. You know, a lot of people they're afraid to share these kind of things. They think, people think I'm crazy. But this is where, what I love about it is that it's, you know, it shows how so many times people do discount you know, what they're hearing or feeling, and that they've got a whole team. Like, if you think if there's five of you or four of you in that truck, you've got like, you know, another 3 to 4 helpers for each of you. So the truck's pretty packed, right? But it's like, but how many times have people discounted and then, you know, walked in? And then that would have led, like, I heard turn left. Had you not turned left, that would have made you wake up in a different way, right? Because you would have been like, I heard that, I felt that.
Oh, definitely. And then ever after that one, we trusted our instinct, whatever you want to call it, our intuition.
Yeah.
For the rest of the time we were there, no matter what anybody said, we believed it. We didn't care. Yeah. We just followed it.
this is key. Like, a lot of people, when they understand like changing their lives and moving things, that's getting rid of that doubt. And that's why when we have like, people think, well, it sounds stupid or it sounds insane or, you know, so they discount it and then they get into way more trouble. And that's why I'm like, if you can understand your intuition and how these other realms we can't see communicate with us, right? So they work through your intuition, but you literally, did you feel it and hear it? Or it was just this like loud feeling of, it was just a big feeling, or did you like hear it too? Like turn, turn, turn.
It started as a feeling and then and then I heard it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's how spirit communicates. That's how it is, right? You think it's your mind. You think your mind's playing tricks on you. But like you said, yeah, because you're hearing it, right? You're hearing like, turn, turn, like, let's turn. Do you have any other ones that you want to share?
Well, and then I can share a real fun one. I was driving down the 401, which is a highway here in Toronto.
Yeah.
And I missed the exit, and I had been taking this particular exit every day. I never missed it. It was automatic.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I missed it. So I trusted it. I said, oh, okay, well, I must be going this way for a reason. And it made me go all the way around Toronto and go a completely different route. And as I came up this road, all of a sudden I got stopped behind all these cars. And I turned around and looked. And there was a Buddhist monk standing right beside my car looking at me. So I pulled over and got out of the car, started talking to him. He kind of gave me a message. And then I got in the car and went on my way.
Wow. So you had to go all the way out of your way to get that message. When most people would be very frustrated or angry and going, oh, I missed my turn, right? Rather than how you took it, like, okay, there's a reason. Because that does happen a lot.
Yeah,
where we're steered away from our direction of where we're going. But then you got the reason. But many people just get frustrated and they wouldn't even have noticed the monk on the side. They wouldn't have even noticed.
Well, exactly. And it just turns out to be fun when you start trusting that everything's kind of happening for a reason and not to get frustrated at it, that it's the path you're supposed to be taking. Really fun things happen sometimes, you know.
And then that playful energy, right? When you tell your angels to go do something and you're like, go open that door. And then all of a sudden it shows up, or, you know, go there. And all of a sudden you're seeing the repetitive numbers or that right person walking in your life. Or, you know, there are lots of signs. Do you notice a lot of signs that come in different ways now that you're connected?
Oh, definitely. More and more. It's happening much more. As you become aware of it and you start really paying attention to it, then it really starts to get a lot of fun. Well, I'll tell you one more if you have time.
Yeah, we have a few minutes before break. Absolutely.
My wife and I wanted to get a gift for a little a young kid named David that we know. And so Julie went into the Canadian Tire to get this gift for him, and they couldn't find this thing anywhere. It wasn't there. It was supposed to be there. It wasn't there. You know, they couldn't find it. So Julie asked and said, you know, please make this gift appear. And all of a sudden the guy comes up from the back and goes, I already checked this shelf. I'm sure I checked this shelf, but I was walking past it and there it was.
See, I love those, because again, what did we say before you called in? If you don't ask, you don't get. So she asked.
That's right. That's right. And Yeah, you ask, and you know, most of the time it'll be there.
Yeah. Or, you know, it's no different than you ask for your parking angels, or you ask for a discount, or you ask and then things get moved around and they're like, oh, I don't know, I guess I have to give this to you at that price. Or, and a lot of people forget that. I love that story. I'm so glad you called in and shared that. If anybody else wants to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Thank you, Rob. I know we got to run to a break, but keep sharing those good stories, because they're so amazing for people to hear. And when we have really good stories, guys, that's contagious. It's fun. It's play. And there's enough heaviness in the world that we want to share more of that really fun space of how you can interact with your space, your life, and make things a whole lot better. So we're going to take a quick break. Check us out, tracyhlclerk.com. And, you know, just see how you can step up into more of who you are. Join us on our Facebook group and really come in to more and have more fun, because it's that joy that's going to transform your life and help it live pretty extraordinary. So we'll see you right after the break.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back. You know what? It's so lovely to be here to talk about something fun, to talk about something different. And we just wanted to have some play energy today and talk a little bit about the angelic realm and stories that you've had. You know, if you heard Rob before the break, he was talking about this turn left. Now, his was a big one, obviously being in Afghanistan and averting the suicide bomber on the side of the road. And, you know, I'm sure that this is one place, especially military, getting really, really, really honed in on your intuition and never, ever, ever guessing, second guessing it. And he actually reminded me just a couple of weeks ago when my friend Joshua Mills had launched his Seen Angels book. There was four of us in the car and we were coming back and I started to get a headache. And, you know, really, it was a big day. There was a lot of energy shifting and moving and a lot of fun. And I needed to get some water. I was pretty dehydrated, which for me, when I move a lot of energy, I don't like to get dehydrated. And I saw this exit that said, you know, down the road to go off this exit and to get, like, it was a Starbucks and I could go get some water. I'm like, okay. But then right away popped up another exit, like immediately. And I heard that, get off here, like, get off now. And there was it was a gas station in a Tim Hortons on Canada. It's a coffee shop. And I don't think they have them anywhere else. It's a Canadian company. So it would be like a rival to Tim Hortons, but a very low class, or to Starbucks, but a lower, low, low, low. And so anyways, if you want to look, different coffees, they don't make frou-frou coffees, just regular coffee. Anyway, so I heard, oh, go off here. So I went off. And when I went off, we were off for, I think, maybe 7 minutes. It wasn't long. We just run in, get some water. I grabbed some tea and we all hop back in the truck. And as we got back in the truck, there was an on-ramp and there was a construction worker there. And he's like, no, you know, you guys can't come here. And we're like, why? Like, what's going on? And he said, look. And when we looked down, there was a massive accident. So in the Toronto area, there's this highway, as Rob was talking about, with the 401. It's extremely busy. It's our number one highway, I think, in, you know, Canada for truckers and shippers. And it's crazy. Like, I know people that will not even touch that highway. They will go every which way. So we'd asked, I'm like, okay, so we'll go straight. We had no idea where we were. We had to have the GPS. But we literally, the whole ride home, it was rush hour, which normally rush hour on the 401 would take you literally an hour drive will take you 5 hours. Like, it's crazy. I think it's worse than LA, the traffic up here. And I did read that somewhere. So it's true. It's pretty bad. And so had we not gotten off there, we would have been actually right in the middle of the accident. And so we got geared around. We made it home in under 2 hours, which is crazy. If you actually knew the distance of time, it should have taken 2 hours and 20 minutes. And I know going out to the event, I had cleared the road. I said, thanks to the angelic realm, clear the road, make sure the traffic's smooth, left early in the morning. The GPS said it was a 2-hour and 20-minute drive to our destination. And we made it there. And no, I wasn't going more than 120, which is what we drive up here, kilometers per hour. And we made it there in 90 minutes. And this is kind of like when you talk to your angelic realm, you can open up time. You can actually open up new ways of manifesting in your space. And, you know, always remember to say thank you and thank you, God. So love those kind of stories. So just like I said, they're fun. Like, you got to get some more play, guys. Can't be all serious and all sciencey. I used to be that person and say, you know, there's a lot of things we don't know. I don't know. There might be life on other planets. I'm sure there is. We don't know. We have no idea. And so this is about really expanding. But watch, when you do it, you will see those signs. You will see those numbers. You will hear and listen to that intuition. And that was very strong. Get off right now. And my headache was getting worse and worse. So I would get off. And so it was really good. But I think, Carter, you said we have Julie on the line.
Yep. Julie from Mississauga. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Good. She's like, I'll give you a story. We're always talking about stories.
Oh my gosh, I have so many of them. But your car story reminded me of one before I was awake. So before I started doing any of this work and I was awake.
So when you were sleepy and really didn't believe much in anything. If people are wondering, what does it mean to wake up, right? Or
Yeah. I really didn't. I really actually just, at that point in time, I was in an abusive relationship and I really just didn't want to wake up the next day. Yeah. And I was in an argument with my then boyfriend and we were in the car and we were coming on an on-ramp to the 404, which is in Toronto, another major highway. And it was winter time and I was driving too fast. I know that. But when I got on the road and I merged, all of a sudden in front of me, the minivan, it braked hard and wow. I had to switch lanes very quickly. And when I did so, I hit black ice and I spun sideways, and it was like slow motion. I remember turning and looking to my right, and I just saw three lanes of cars with headlights all coming at me. And I had no control of my car, and I was sliding sideways, and I thought, this is it. Done. I had no way of controlling the car. And somehow I clipped the back rear well of the minivan I was trying to avoid. But even in the way that I clipped the car, I should have flipped, I should have rolled, I should have turned in a different way. And it just literally straightened me right out, just as though my car had just been picked up and turned. And then I just went over to the side of the road. And I remember sitting there afterwards thinking, there was no way that just happened.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That I got out of that accident, that I didn't get creamed by all those cars coming at me, or that my car didn't flip.
I think this is a really
logical reason.
Yeah, I think this is a really important day for people to remember. When you're driving, you better make sure you send those angels out ahead of time. We've all been like driving and having these crazy things happen. But again, you know, it's true. And was that a point of just sort of waking up and realizing that, hey, there's got to be something going on here that I'm not picking up?
Well, I did. I mean, I had glimpses of that along the way, but that was a big one for me. I thought I should have been dead. Yeah. And I had also thought to myself, there were so many times that I thought I just didn't want to wake up in the morning, that holy crap, something was on my side. Yeah. Something didn't let me check out.
Yeah.
Because we were in the middle of an argument, and it was that, yeah. It was a really bad argument. And I remember thinking that something didn't allow me to check out. Something had my back there. Yeah. I had angels on my side at that point in time.
Yeah, and it chills when you say it, and it just expands some more. I love that story. I'm so happy you shared it. Thank you. Like, people see, listen, like, you got to listen to these stories because they're fun. And I'm sure if you start talking to other people, there's more and more and more. It just really brings into the new. So thank you for calling in and sharing. I think, Carter, you said we have Elizabeth on the line.
Yeah, 1 second. All right. Yeah, Elizabeth from Ontario. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Tracy.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. I finally called in.
You did. And for people who hear Elizabeth, she's an actual chills. She's one of the biggest earth angels that actually walks the planet. I have to say that. When I heard your voice, I knew right away. I'm like, oh, she's always giving. I know you have great stories. What do you want to share for the listeners? I'm so happy you called.
I have a couple. I could probably talk all day about angels. I just love the angel realm. But just a couple of them. But it's funny because one of them I was going to share is the same thing that you and Julie have been talking about. I was coming back, this is quite a few years ago. I was coming back from Toronto, heading back to Stratford, and I was on the 401 westbound as well.
And everybody's on that highway.
There must be a lot of angels out there, I'll tell you.
On that highway.
So my car, and whoever, people don't know about the 401 if they don't live in the area, it's a one-way direction, and there's at least 4 to 5 lanes across the highway, all going in the one direction. Yeah. So my car is going from side to side, side to side, and, you know, I've got the wheel going to the left, and it's pulling to the right, and I kept trying to get into this other lane. But all the while, I'm seeing this huge tractor trailer coming up, you know, in the lane beside me, getting closer and closer, and I thought, I couldn't control it. And I said, oh, God, you need to get me out of here, because I'm going to get creamed by this tractor trailer. Then my vehicle, it spun around a couple of times, and it went off to the left to the soft shoulder there where you have that solid wall there.
Yeah.
And same thing, it stopped as if it was parked perfectly aligned in that space, but facing the other direction. I thought, okay, thank you, God. Thank you, angels, right? Yeah. And then another car must have hit the ice, and then it started coming towards me head on. I thought, okay, I can't stay here. I've got to get out of the space somehow because it's not safe. And this is where I know this is an angel that came. Out of the blue. Now you're talking 4 lanes of highway, all going this direction. I'm facing the other direction. There's a man showed up, and he stops all 4 lanes of traffic. Now that's impossible.
Wow, I get chills.
Stops it all, yeah. And then he's waving to me to do a U-turn on the 401 westbound, to do a U-turn to get to the other side of the soft shoulder. So I did. Wow. And I go to the other side. So at least now I'm facing the right direction to head home. And he comes up to the window and he says, I've been watching you this whole time. I saw the tractor trailer. He says, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. He said, I need to check your tires. He said, just stay there a minute. I need to check your tires. So he does something, he's checking, then he comes back and he says, okay, I fixed your tires. He says, the rim was poking in. He says, your tires are safe now. He said, you're okay to go. And I just thanked him and I thought, wow, okay. Wow. And then I merged back on and I drove home. But, you know, the whole time, I never saw him a vehicle that he would have gotten out of. I never saw him with any tools to fix my tire. He was just there. Yeah, and I knew that was an angel watching over me.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story. I have chills, you know, like when you say that, because this is, again, like, you're just like, oh my gosh, like just shows up out of nowhere. And if, like, again, if people need a visualization of what she's talking about on highway, go watch a movie where they show LA traffic. Like, it's worse than that. It really is. So it's pretty hard to stop that much traffic, and it's bumper to bumper, semis, everything. You say tractor trailer. It is like I said, people don't like that highway for so many reasons. And there are a lot of accidents on that highway. And that's a beautiful, beautiful story. I'm so happy you shared that, because again, guys, when you hear this, like, that's an earth angel. You're an earth angel. You don't know where people are going to come up and help you. People think it's just the angels with the wings, right? But it's like people can show up, and then they can show up in people form, like you experienced to really.
Yeah, it was amazing. But I have another one I need to share.
Yeah,
if that's okay.
Yeah, you know, share one more. It's awesome. Now we're going to get to Shannon.
Okay, so just last week, it's right after our body regen class. I thought, okay, we're doing the clearing out here in my body. So I was in pain, and I did end up going to the hospital. Yeah. And they wanted to do a CAT scan. So I was wheeled down into the area just in front of the room where they had the CAT scan equipment, and the doors were closed. And the girl came over to me. She says, we have an emergency situation coming in. They're coming in by ambulance. I need to just put you off to the side for a little bit. We have to take this person in right away. I said, well, no problem. So as I was sitting there, laying there, they opened up the doors. And I'm seeing inside, and I'm seeing the room, and I'm seeing the CAT scan equipment. And I thought, this person's coming in, you know, it's an emergency. So I asked God, I said, God, please send your angels into that space. So then I see all these angel wings just filling the whole room. It was very beautiful. And then from there, the room turned into this pool of blue crystalline water. And I'm hearing healing waters. Yeah. And then after that, it showed me, and it's in the spiritual form, there is a man standing just inside the door, and he's got on, he's in white, he's got the cap on, he has the mask, you know, over the mouth, and he's got the gown, and he's got his hands up, and he's got the gloves on, and I'm hearing surgeon. Mm-hmm. And I knew that there was going to be supernatural surgery and healing take place. And then this man was wheeled in, you know, the paramedics took him in, and I knew he was going to receive a special touch from the angels that day. And to finish it off, just on the clock outside on the wall, it was 11:11.
Oh, I love it. And again, like, people say, oh, really, really? And it's like, yeah, because angelic realms work in every area of our life, right? Like you were saying, the angels of healing, and thank, you know, you're no accidents, you were there, because you were probably there to help more, to help his life as well, right? And we forget, like I said, as earth angels is your place, so often we forget that we're placed in people's lives for different reasons, and we're there for a reason. So it looked like energetically you were there more for him than you. So I love it. Thank you so much for sharing. I so love you. I so appreciate those stories.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. You know what, Carter, we have Shannon on the line.
Yep, Shannon from Vancouver. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
What's shining in your space today? Do you have a cool story you want to share?
I have so many little stories. It's interesting listening to everyone else, because actually the last ones almost made me tear up. They were like so amazing. As I'm sitting listening to everyone else, is trying to decide what story I would share, because I have so many little ones that I wanted to share, kind of more that I know I have lots of angels around me, people who've passed over, who are kind of watching over me, that are my family, and they have a sense of humor.
At least mine do.
Yeah, so, well, they do. They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My, and I think it is just to bring in laughter and to remind me that they're around. And it's, you know, everything from my little grandma that passed away, which was my Japanese grandma, who was all of, you know, 4'5", tiny little thing, but she was this strong woman who really was the matriarch of the family, who, you know, had 8 kids that, you know, wow, would make hot meals 3 times a day. She's just this amazing woman of strength and endurance, and going through everything, yeah, from, you know, World War II and being a Canadian citizen and moved, but just this embodiment of strength. And it was she, when I was really sick in the spring, I know came to visit and was around. And wow, she showed up in, of course, a way of a sense of humor. I had a fly that would not leave my house. It would land on my arm and it would buzz around my head. And normally I would be really quite annoyed, but I thought it was quite fun. I would giggle and kind of swat it away and, you know, wasn't feeling so great. And I would be laying on the couch and it would come land on my arm. So I finally looked up the meaning of flies, and it was the most appropriate thing ever. And it had something to do along the lines with like a symbol of strength and endurance. And I know it was her, and it was her, yeah, just reminding me that she's always been looking after me, and she died when I was quite young. So yeah, it's neat because I don't know that she's necessarily been around so much, because I have other people who I know come to visit me regularly, and yeah, knowing that she was there to kind of help me through that was pretty amazing.
I think you picked it up by being the fly too, because a lot of people say, oh, annoying, but they forget that, you know, so many different forms, like you're saying, but through Mother Nature and symbolisms and, you know, those repetitive numbers, like Elizabeth was saying with 1111, or especially in when we're in going through healings in our body and forgetting that, you know, these realms are coming and you can ask for them for ancient, you know, some supernatural healing too, and connect into that and see those signs. That's a beautiful, beautiful story. I had like chills and my head was like all, you know, tingly as you were talking about that, which is so, so beautiful. So do you notice now things like even stronger? Do you notice when you ask that it's coming quicker, that it's getting stronger?
Yeah. There's so many stories, and that's what I was saying. I'm like, I don't even know which story to share, because there's just so much, too much to talk about. These little things of, you know, divine timing of, you know, coming up to an accident, being the second one on scene, even just last week. And, you know, there was something stopping me from leaving the house, and we could have been in the middle of this crazy accident, and, you know, the rain, cars were in the middle of the road, and it's the road I always take. And there's lots of stories like that, and lots of stories of, you know, where I'm able to, the more I connect and the more I talk to my angels around me. For example, my dad that passed away 9 years ago, he plays jokes all the time. He shows up and opens the door on an old clock that I have in my room, and I laugh and I'll actually say it out loud. It's, "Hi, Dad. Yes, I know you're saying you're here." So I actually talk out loud and we'll say, "Oh, ha, funny, thanks." And you know, I can see you flickering, because he'll do things like flicker the lights on my stove.
Yeah, I like that you say that you talk out loud. Like, and I remember last time I did an angel workshop, which was 3 years ago, I'm finally gonna do one this fall. People were asking, the lights were flickering everywhere. But your key right there, if listeners can hear what Shannon just said, was to talk out loud. Like when you start to acknowledge them and you start to acknowledge what you need and you start to say, "I need you to go clear this pathway or go find these people," like you will realize how much quicker the synchronicities, like what you just said there is so key. You can talk in your head, but trust me, if you have quiet time, you don't want to go out obviously in the middle of the street, people think you're crazy. But if you can talk out loud in your home or your car, you know, you'd be surprised at how much quicker things will move in your life. Way faster.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've gotten my mom doing it as well. So she'll giggle and tell me the story. "Well, your dad came to visit me today." And I just said, "Hi, Jill. I know you're here." So I think it's amazing that she now has the comfort to be able to do that as well.
That's a great, and that's also a great comfort too, because so many times people see death as final. And, you know, I don't know what I've seen, because what I've seen and experienced, but it's not, it's like your body does, but yeah, exactly. You know, the spirit's there and it's helping and it's opening doors and making sure that you know that, you know, things are there and happening. And I just absolutely love it. Funny, there's a doorbell. I'm like, hello. <Ding dong. laughs> But yeah, it's hopefully they're not going to like, oh my, just keep going. Right. But yeah, it's all in that space, but it's definitely, you know, I love the story. I'm so glad you called in and shared. And, you know, these stories that you all share helped other people just really see what you can do and how you can actually, you know, come into a new place of alignment and ask, you're going to get, talk out loud, say, you know, thank you, God, send the angels of parking. I know it sounds a little funny because we're not trained that, but you've heard stories of people a lot in their cars and their highways and, you know, being out there and wanting to be safe. And, but also like for your loved ones, you know, there's so many different kinds of angels. I always say, I never call just one. I always say like, you know, I call that angelic realm of healing for somebody or prosperity, all of them. You don't know who they are. I think it's too big. I think we've tried as humans to narrow it down, and based on biblical stories as well, they've tried to narrow them down. But I think there's so many that who are we to have a limited world? So I always just say, thank you, God, send in the angelic realm of prosperity or healing or whatever it might be. And as like you've heard today, like it's fun, just play with it and see it. You're going to see there'll be a lightening in the spirit. There'll be a lift in the spirit that'll be more joyful. It'll be happier because it is. It's like, you know, when you were a little kid and you want to play hide and seek, right? Or you would go and you go to the park and you have this really good time. And it's like that. It's like that play energy where you're laughing, you're giggling, you're like, oh, you know, when I see the feather on my computer and I'm like, oh, you guys got a good sense of humor. These are big ones. These are not just, and I literally in my office have nothing to do with feathers. And so this is that space, guys. That I just want to thank that kind of God for the listeners to really open up and really see that you can have a different way of living, and just by connecting, that it is part. We don't worship angels. People know that. You don't really worship anything that way. But you can just say, hey, I need your help. Hey, you know what? Like, let's get out there and can you do this? And just try. Like, just see what happens. And when you have that near miss or you meet that person, like, I remember one time quickly, I was at a hotel and I was going for a meeting and I was so frustrated because the meeting kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed. And she's like, traffic. And then, you know, all of a sudden it was like synchronicity of meeting all these other people and then understanding how that connection was. And I was like, wow, like, had I not been delayed, all this other stuff wouldn't have transpired. And so don't get frustrated if you get delays. Don't get frustrated if you don't understand. I want to thank that Hannah God for just removing that accumulation of energy for each and every one of you. And to just be in the joy, be in that joy of, you know, maybe I'm delayed for a reason. Maybe, you know, I asked for something from spirit. I asked the angelic realm for something. Maybe there is something different happening. Maybe you're in that traffic to help ease something that you don't need to deal with, you know? So I want to just expand that. I thank all our callers today. I hope you'll call in next week as well. We always, we shift some energy for you. If you have questions, please do that. So TracyLClark.com. If you want to join us in the effortless realm, you can do that as well. If you're a Transformation Talk Radio listener, you get it for literally $1 a day. Clearing shiftings every week. We have Soul Sundays coming up. You can stream it wherever you are. It's a donation only event. We're going to be talking about faith and really sort of what that means and breaking off some old paradigms around religion and just having some fun and playing in the spirit and knowing that everywhere you go, you're an angel to somebody in your life. Have an incredible week, everybody. And I'm going to see you next week right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.